Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Wayne Randazzo. Howie Rose is with me as well. And we are pleased to be joined by the third member of our Mets Radio broadcast team, the pregame show host for New York Mets Radio on WCBS 880, is the great Eddie Coleman. Hi, Ed.
Hello, boys. Wayne, Howie, how are we doing?
Hi,
you know,
Ed.
This is kind of an offshoot of first time, long time. It's not first time, but it definitely is long time, that's for sure. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
That is the truth.
Ed, for you.
My biggest question for you, as you're someone who roams the field, roams the clubhouses, gets all your stories, gets all your interviews, how are you supposed to do your job now?
That's a great question, Wayne. You certainly feel a little neutered right now. That's for sure. Especially when you read over what we're going to be doing at Citi Field during spring training too. You know, there's a lot of stipulations. You know, we're going to have no.
What can you share with us about that so people realize just how challenging this is going to be?
Yeah. Well, actually, it looks like they're going to break into three groups, which doesn't surprise me. But tomorrow, just for example. We have to be there between 8:30 and 10 to check in. You can do it in that hour and a half window. I would assume they're going to start a workout at 10 o'clock. Now, when that ends, I don't know, but I think they're going to have one in the afternoon. And then there's another window between 5 and 6:30 where you can catch the nighttime action. So basically, they're going to be going from, you know, I'd say, you know, 9 to 9, pretty much, I would think. At least that's what it seems to me. I guess I'll find out more tomorrow. I'm not sure I'm going to be there the whole time, but I'll be there in the morning, and we'll see how it works out. But they, you know, they have to deal with numbers, and they can't have everybody on the field at the same time. They're limited with the number of mounds they have, so it's challenging. There's no question about it.
Every team's going to go through this, but you just touched on something important: limited number of mounds. This is not a spring training facility where you've got 5-6 fields and a 10-pack of pitcher's mounds. How challenging will it be for teams to be able to get their players in game shape when they just don't have the same facilities they do in their spring training sites?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little challenging, Howie, but I do think that they can get this done. They, to my knowledge anyway, there are a couple of bullpen mounds in each bullpen. They can use both the home and the visitors at Citi Field, plus they have the regular mound as well. The excess people they will eventually shift, I would imagine, down to Brooklyn, to the park there, so there'll be mons down there they can work with. I think probably the most fascinating thing or intriguing thing to me is will the starting pitchers, where will they be when they start camp, and where are they going to be at the end of 3 weeks? I think a lot of these guys are probably in a little bit better shape and have moved along probably better than we think. I just don't know. I was asking Luis that today about whether he thinks he can ramp these guys up. They go inning by inning during exhibition games in the spring down in Florida, but they can't do that here. They can do that through simulated games, or they can do it through intra-squad games, but it's probably not the same thing. But I would imagine that they'll be ready when the bell comes at the end of 3 weeks.
Can we expect the same level of baseball that we're used to once it starts, considering not what you just talked about, but also they're not even going to really play spring training games. They're just going to kind of scrimmage, and then they might play a couple exhibitions toward the end.
Yeah, I don't think so, Wayne. I think one thing maybe to watch, and I guess, you know, they always say the pitchers are ahead of the hitters, and I think it really may be in this case, simply because, you know, the hitters, you can take all the live BP and inter-squad games and simulated games that you want, but you still haven't faced, you know, the opposition. You haven't faced a guy in another uniform that's really trying to get you out. I would imagine, you know, there'll be some competition within, obviously, during the 3 weeks when you're, you know, with your teammates, but at the same time, I just don't think it's the same. So I think that's one thing to watch coming out of the box. Maybe the offense suffers a little bit, and how they work the pitchers. You know, one interesting thing to me, guys, is, you know, if you have a Jacob DeGrom, I think you want him to get 12 starts. So do you use him every fifth day? Do you put him out there that way, or are you going to be extra careful at this point in time? I really can't tell you. I don't know how they're going to view that. But, you know, the Garrett Coles and DeGroms and Scherzers and people like that, you would assume that you'd want to use as much as possible, especially when you have as few games as you do.
Yeah, and along those lines then, what would you expect their limitations would be for the first two or three starts in terms of either how many pitches or how many innings they're equipped to go?
Yeah, I mean, Howie, I would say, you know, at least my thought was most of the starters would go, you know, four innings top, something like that, maybe five. But, you know, if Jake and Cole and these guys have kept themselves in shape and they can work themselves up over this 3 week period, you know, are they good to go seven? Well, maybe they are. But I don't know whether, you know, the managers or the front offices will take chances with guys, you know, of that magnitude and put them out there right away and ask them to do that. That's the only thing. I just don't know.
We've seen a few instances of players around the league that have begun to opt out of playing this year. Ryan Zimmerman, a big name that's popped up. Mike Leake, Ian Desmond is starting to happen a little bit more. Have you heard of any Mets that are contemplating this or that it would even make sense for to miss this year?
No, I haven't, Wayne. Honestly, you know, there's been one positive COVID test. That's not going to be released, but that's around baseball. They're not going to be released. But I haven't. The sense that I get is that everybody is on board here, that that nobody is going to opt out. Maybe that will come over time, possibly. But from what I know at this point right now and where things stand, I think they're all in with the, what is it, 54, I guess, they have right now. And I would imagine that'll get up to 60 by the time we break as well.
You know, Eddie, one of the things that you've done so well for so long is build trust and develop relationships with these players so that when you talk to them before or after a game, you know, those interviews have meat on their bones. You know, they tell us something. Will you be able to accomplish that this year? What will the ability be for you to grab a guy either on the phone with the ability to turn that around and put it on the air or via a Zoom or some other technology that'll allow you to go one-on-one and bring us the stuff we're used to hearing?
Yeah, that's one thing that worries me a lot, Howie, honestly, because it's you're not going to have the one-on-one contact that you normally have, and you don't even, you know, listen, let's be honest, I mean, that spring training can get monotonous at times, but one of the big things about spring training is the fact that you can, you know, you can be there and you can talk to the guys, you know, off the record, and you can talk to them outside of the clubhouse and that, you know, which is great. That's how you get to know people. We haven't had that much of a possibility, obviously, early on, because things, you know, broke down early, and now we're not going to have any. So that, yeah, it does worry me when you have. It's not even so much doing an interview after the game, but you know, just knowing what's going on in the clubhouse. We're so used to being in there and around the players on a regular basis, both home and away. That's just not going to happen this year. So it's one thing. Yeah, it does concern me. I think all of us know most of the guys that are in that clubhouse, but at the same time, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say. We're not there, and they can forget about us. You know,
they already have.
I guess that means we're wrapping up. Ed, real quick, do you expect the Mets to follow what Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees said earlier about fans being expected at the ballpark this year?
I would be surprised at that, but I guess I can't be shocked because they're planning to have fans at some time all around baseball. So maybe, but I wouldn't second it at this point.
All right, Eddie, thank you. Well, we do pray that fans will be able to get to the ballpark. We pray especially for everyone's health.